bench by the dam from where I could see her window. There I sat in the biting wind, wishing she were gone. Hardly a soul. Just a few regulars, nursemaids, infants, old men, dogs. I got to know them quite well. Oh, by appearance, of course, I mean. One dark young beauty I recollect particularly. All white and starch. Incomparable bosom. With a big black hooded perambulator, most funereal thing. Whenever I looked in her direction, she had her eyes on me. And yet, when I was bold enough to speak to her, not having been introduced, she threatened to call a policeman, as if I had designs on her virtue. The face she had. The eyes, like chrysolite. Oh, well. I was there when... the blind went down. One of those dirty brown roller affairs. Throwing a ball for a little white dog, as chance would have it. I happened to look up, and there it was. All over and done with, at last. I sat on for a few moments with the ball in my hand and the dog yelping and pawing at me. Moments. Her moments, my moments. The dog's moments. In the end, I held it out to him, and he took it in his mouth, gently. Gently. A small, old, black, hard, solid rubber ball. I shall feel it in my hand until my dying day. I might have kept it, but I gave it to the dog. Oh, well. Spiritually, a year of profound gloom and indigence, until that memorable night in March, at the end of the jetty, in a howling wind, never to be forgotten, when suddenly I saw the whole thing. The vision at last. Huh? This, I fancy, is what I have chiefly to record this evening. Against the day when my work will be done, and perhaps no place left in my memory, warm or cold, for the miracle that... for the fire that set it alight. What I suddenly saw then was this. That the belief I'd been going on all my life, namely...
Drivel.
Great granite rocks, the foam flying up in the light of the lighthouse, and the wind gate spinning like a propeller, clear to me at last that the dark I've always struggled to keep under is in reality my most...
stupid young bastard.
Unshatterable association, until my dissolution of storm and night with the light of the understanding and the fire... face in her breasts, and my hand on her. We lay there without moving, but under us all moved, and moved us gently, up and down, and from side to side. Past midnight. Never knew such silence. The Earth might be uninhabited. Here I am. The upper lake with the punt, bathed off the bank, then pushed out into the stream and drifted. She lay stretched out on the floorboards with her hands under her head and her eyes closed. Sun blazing down, bit of a breeze, water nice and lively. I noticed a scratch on her thigh and asked her how she came by it. Picking gooseberries, she said. I said again I thought it was hopeless and no good going on. And she agreed, without opening her eyes. I asked her to look at me. And after a few moments, she did. But the eyes just slits because of the glare. I bent over her to get them in the shadow, and they opened. Let me in. We drifted in among the flags and stuck. The way they went down, sighing before the stem. I lay down across her with my face in her breasts and my hand on her. We lay there without moving, but under us all moved and moved us gently up and down and from side to side. Past midnight. Never knew.
just been listening to that stupid bastard who took myself 430 years ago. Hard to believe I was ever as bad as that. Thank God that's all done with anyway. The eyes she had. Everything there. Everything. All the... Everything there. Everything on this old muckball. All the light and dark and famine and feasting of the ages. Yes! Let that go. Jesus, take his mind off his homework. Jesus. Oh, well. Maybe he was right. Maybe he was right. Nothing to say, not a squeak. Oh, what's a year now? The sour cud and the iron stool reveled in the word spool. Spool. Happiest moment in the past half million. It's 17 copies sold, of which 11 at trade price to free circulating libraries beyond the seas. Getting known. £1.06 and something. 8, I have little doubt. Crawled out once or twice before the summer was cold. Sat shivering in the park, drowned in dreams. And burning to be gone. Not a soul. Last fancies. Keep 'em under. Scalded the eyes out of me reading Effie again. A page a day, with tears again. Effie. Could have been happy with her, up there on the Baltic, and the pines and the dunes. Could I? And she. Fanny came in a couple of times, bony old ghost of a whore. Couldn't do much, but I suppose better than a kick in the crotch. Last time wasn't so bad. How do you manage it, she said, at your age? I told her I've been saving up for her all my life. Went to Vespers once, like when I was in short trousers. Now the day is over, night is drawing nigh, shadows of the evening. Steal across the sky. Went to sleep and fell off the pew. Sometimes wondered in the night if a last effort mightn't. Finish your booze now and get to your bed. Go on with this drivel in the morning. Or leave it at that. Leave it at that. Lie propped up in the dark and wander. Be again in the dingle on the Christmas Eve, gathering holly, the red berry. Be again on Crochan on a Sunday morning in the haze with the bitch. Stop and listen to the bells. And so on. again. All that old misery. Once wasn't enough for you. Lie down across her.
King Gooseberries, she said. I said again I thought it was hopeless and no good going on. And she agreed, without opening her eyes. I asked her to look at me. And after a few moments, she did. But the eyes just slits because of the glare. I bent over her to get them in the shadow, and they opened. Let me in. We drifted in among the flags and stuck. The way they went down, sighing before the stem. I lay down across her with my face in her breasts and my hand on her. We lay there without moving, but under us all moved and moved us gently up and down and from side to side. Past midnight. Never knew such silence. The earth might be uninhabited. Here I end this reel. Box 3. Spool 5. Perhaps my best years are gone, when there was a chance of happiness. But I wouldn't want them back. Not with a fire in me now. No, I wouldn't want them back.